With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. The U.S. and the U.K. announced a historic trade deal. The White House says the agreement provides American companies with unprecedented access to U.K. markets while bolstering national security. President Donald Trump said the deal includes billions of dollars of increased market access for American exports, especially in agriculture, dramatically increasing access for American beef, ethanol, and virtually all the products produced by our great farmers. The UK also agrees to reduce or eliminate non-tariff trade barriers that unfairly discriminate against U.S. goods. The deal creates a $5 billion opportunity for new exports for U.S. farmers, ranchers, and producers, including over $700 million in ethanol exports and $250 million in other ag products like beef. It also commits the countries to work together to enhance industrial and agricultural market access. Customs procedures for U.S. exports will be streamlined to ensure smooth entry into the UK marketplace. At a press conference on Capitol Hill, House Ag Committee Democrats rallied against GOP plans to cut spending on food aid and the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. The Democrats emphasized that funding for SNAP supports hungry families as well as farmers, grocery workers, truckers, and food manufacturers. SNAP doesn't just give away money, said Representative Nikki Budzinski of Illinois. It powers our economy. Kat Becker, a Wisconsin farmer, and Kara Ronan, a Montana producer, both spoke about how SNAP dollars support their farms. Farms and nutrition go hand in hand, Ronan said, after detailing how the funds help her provide fresh local produce, eggs, and meat to her community. Let's keep it that way, she said. The event was one of many that Democrats and anti-hunger advocates organized in advance of the Ag Committee's meeting to lay out the details of what they plan to cut from the program, which is scheduled for this coming week. The updated 2025 calendar year runoff forecast for the Missouri River Basin above Sioux City, Iowa, continues to be below average. April runoff into the Missouri River Basin above Sioux City was 1.4 million acre feet, which is 48% of the average. Runoff into the reservoir system was below average for the month of April, and runoff was below average in all reaches, says John Remus of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Drought or abnormally dry conditions are currently present in 75% of the basin, and conditions have worsened in the Fort Peck Reach and Garrison Reach in the last month, which resulted in forecasts lowered by 1.9 million acre feet from last month. The 2025 calendar year forecast above Sioux City is 20 million acre feet, 78% of the average. The runoff forecast, based on current soil moisture conditions, mountain snowpack, and long-term precipitation, as well as temperature outlooks. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins testified before a Senate Appropriations Subcommittee this past week and defended downsizing the USDA and potential cuts to international food programs. Reports show the secretary added that the Ag Department doesn't plan to close any of its 4,500 Farm Service Agency offices that serve America's farmers. It is not in our plans to close any FSA offices, she said. USDA is working to develop online technical assistance that may mean less reliance on in-person services in the future. The president's budget would cut some $358 million from the FSA and suggested that some of its locations are underutilized, resulting in waste. Rollins also said her agency is recruiting to hire staff to critical roles that were vacated, including for the FSA county offices, wildland firefighters in the U.S. Forest Service, and staff at the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, which handles animal disease outbreaks like bird flu. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.